Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. There has been an arrest and the death of a young mother on the Upper East Side. Police took in 22-year-old Isaac Argro in Brownsville, Brooklyn yesterday, charged him with murder and weapons possession in the death of his former girlfriend, 20-year-old Asia Johnson. She was pushing their three-month-old baby in a stroller at East 95th and Lex when she was shot in the head Wednesday night. The baby was not hurt. At a memorial for Johnson, this neighbor told 1010 Winds,
"That's crazy. It happened in this area. And I'm glad that they did catch the guy as quick as they did."
Family members say there was a history of violence, and the victim's mother, Lisa Distort, says,
"This city right now, in this state, failed my daughter. I'm going to tell you the city failed my daughter. Because this domestic violence was from January 1st.
Police say a misdemeanor assault charge was filed in that incident, but officers never actually crossed paths with Argro until they arrested him. He is now charged with murder and weapons possession. Mayor Adams put out a statement saying he's relieved to report the arrest and applauds the NYPD's efforts, adding that the Johnson family is hurting and the city stands with them. This is a big beach weekend, and a major stretch of the Rockaways is reopening. City Parks and Army Corps of Engineers announced the reopening of a dozen blocks of beach yesterday. Construction is complete between Beach 94th and 106th Street, but they remind everybody they should not go in unless there are lifeguards on duty. Sharks off Long Island. Nassau police say a man was apparently bitten at Jones Beach Thursday, and they're stepping up patrols.
It's windy but sunny, and plenty of people are in the water. Some, like Jesse Raphael, are surprised to hear a man may have been bitten by a shark here on Thursday.
"I've been coming here for like 3 years, and it's pretty crazy. Hopefully the person is okay."
Nassau police say the man had a cut on his foot and apparently didn't realize what happened until ambulance workers told him it may have been a shark bite. Adrian Gallego from Flushing says he'll still swim.
"I've seen a shark here before, so it doesn't really, like, faze me. But, I mean, you just gotta be smart."
Lifeguards and police are increasing patrols this weekend looking for sharks, including with drones and helicopter flights. Holly Hare, 1010 Winds at Jones Beach.
Not in New York, you won't. New York leaders and lawmakers took action on gun control and abortion rights yesterday with a new gun control law and an effort to put abortion rights in the state constitution. The special session came days after two U.S. Supreme Court decisions, one striking down the state's strict concealed carry law, the other overturning the right to an abortion. Governor Hochul signed the new gun control measure yesterday, barring people from carrying guns at a long list of sensitive places from Times Square to public playgrounds. And lawmakers moved ahead on an amendment to the state constitution to guarantee abortion and contraception rights. At the signing ceremony, the governor said,
"I am standing here to protect freedom and liberty here in the state of New York. Protecting lives, protecting individual freedom of women to make decisions about their own bodies, because this, to me, is the embodiment of what it means to be an American."
Lawmakers will have to pass the abortion rights amendment again next year. It'll then go to the voters in a statewide referendum.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.